天主带领我们一直到今天的早晨。
We thank the Lord for leading us thus far.
他实在是一位信实的主。
He is indeed a faithful God.
我们这一次的主题乃是基神奥秘事的指示。
The theme for this conference is about the stewardship of the mystery of Christ.
我们每一个属于神的人
，All those who belong to the Lord，
神把他自己的奥秘托付了我们。
He has entrusted us with His mystery。
这个实在是一个极大的托付。
This is indeed important and a great trust。
所以保罗说：“说求于管家的，就是忠心。
”And he says he wants to be a faithful steward to the Lord。
神今天在我们身上所盼望的。
God's desire for each one of us
就是要我们忠心。
He wants us to be faithful.
忠心于他的托付。
Faithful with his trust.
忠心于神自己的奥秘。
Faithful to God's mystery.
我们知道神的奥秘中最大的两个。
There are two aspects of God's mystery.
一个就是基督的奥秘，还有一个就是教会。
One is the mystery of Christ, and the other is the mystery of the church.
我们过去这几天的早晨在这里看基督的奥秘。
In the morning, we've been looking into the mystery of Christ.
我们从勇士开始来看我们的基督。
We've been looking from past eternity.
我们看见他从太初就有的。
We know he's one who is the beginning.
我们看见他是神的爱子。
We notice he is a beloved son of God.
我们看见神所有的丰满都住在他的里面。
And we notice all God's fullness dwell in him.
我们也看见他就是神的旨意。
He is God's purpose.
这样的看见能叫我们学习做一个敬拜的人。
If we have such seeing, we cannot help but to be worshippers.
我想在这一次特会的里面
，We hope in this conference,
我们好像主的灵一直在那里带领我们。
As though the Holy Spirit is continually leading us.
他一直在那里提醒我们应当做一个敬拜的人。
And He is teaching us andleading us to be worshippers.
因为我们的父他所寻找的。就是敬拜他的。
Because our Heavenly Father seeks for worshippers.
巴不得我们这些的人都是用心灵和诚实来敬拜父的人。
May we be those who worship Him in spirit and truth.
我们也看见基督的奥秘在创造的里面。
We also meditated on the mystery of Christ in His creation.
我们看见说他是创造的主。
He is the creator.
我们是被造的人。
And we are His creature.
他造我们乃是为着他的喜悦。
And He created us for Himself.
他造我们是由他的旨意在我们身上。
He created He because He has a purpose for each one of us.
所以我们应当有穿通的耳朵。
Therefore we have to have pierced ears.
能听他的声音。
To hear His voice.
在地上能侍奉他的旨意。
On this earth we may serve His purpose
来讨他的喜悦
that His heart may be satisfied
我们看见他不但是创造的主
He is not only the creator
但我们也看见他来到这个世界的上面
He also came to this world
他是历世历代先知所预言的
He is the one who the prophets been prophesied
他造作时候来到满足的时候
And its fullness of time he came.
他就为女子所生。
And he was born of a woman.
先生在律法之下。
And he was born under law.
要把我们这些的人从律法里面拯救出来。
In order to deliver us from the law.
叫我们能得着儿子的名分。
That we may receive sonship.
我们看见这样一位主，叫我们不能不相信。
When we see such a Lord, we cannot help but believe in Him.
他为着我们来到这个世界做人。
He came to be a man.
他的降生是一个奥秘。
His incarnation is a mystery.
因为是道成肉身。
Because it's word, the Word became flesh.
虽然他倒空了他自己。
Even though He emptied Himself.
但是他在地上仍旧是神。
Even though while He was on earth, He was God.
外面完全是人。
Externally, outwardly, as though He was a man.
里面完全是神。
But inwardly, He was all God.
他在地上过了三十多年的光景。
He lived on this earth for 33 years.
他把我们的神向我们启示。
He expressed His Heavenly Father to us.
他也给我们看见神所要的人是怎样的。
And He allows us to see the man that God is looking for.
他在地上只有一个目的, 要遵循神的旨意。
And He had one purpose, that is to do the will of His Father.
什么是神为他所定规的旨意?
What is that purpose God wants Him to do?
就是他要在十字架上做我们的代替。
That He will go to the cross and be a sacrifice for.
所以我们知道我们的主的祷告说, 不要照我的意思,
And so the Lord's prayer was this, not my will, but your will. On the cross, He bare our sin. On the cross, He took you and I to the cross and nailed there. He concluded the old creation. He was buried. And He rose from the dead. And so on this earth today, there is a new creation. And this creation came about through His death, burial, and resurrection. We praise the Lord. We are united with Him. We are united in His death. So we are dead to sin. We are also buried with Him. We are united in His death. We are also dead to the world. And Paul said this way. He said, as far as the world concerned, as far as me, concerned with me,
我看这个世界，世界在十字架上。
I look at the world, the Lord, the world's been crucified.
所以我们知道在主的死里面，这个世界也死了。
And so in the Lord Jesus' death, this world was crucified.
我们属于主的人，因为与主的联合，我们也向世界死了。
And because we united in His death, we are also dead in Him.
我们的主，他的死是个包罗万有的死。
The death of the Lord Jesus is an inclusive death.
他的死拯救我们脱离我们这个败坏的人。
And He delivers from this corrupt self.
他的死也拯救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And He also delivers from the power of darkness.
因为他在十字架上把那个黑暗的权势把它掳掠过来，明明地羞辱他。
And He opened display and He won victory over darkness.
感谢赞美主，他不但死了。
He not only died for us,
他也复活了,
and He rose again.
我们与他复活一同联合,
are we also united in His resurrection?
所以我们能像保罗一样的宣告说,
therefore we can declare like Paul,
我已经与基督同钉十字架,
I'm crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我,
now I live is no longer I,
乃是基督活在我的里面,
but Christ who lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着,
and now I live in this flesh,
乃是因着神儿子的心而活,
because the faith of God's Son, the Lord Jesus,
他是爱我为我舍弃,
and He loved me, He gave Himself.
这个是我们过去几天早晨在这里交通的,
this we've been sharing the last few days.
我们今天还要往前进一步,
today we want to move a step further.
我们看见我们的主他不但复活了,
the Lord Jesus not only rose from the dead,
他也升天了,
He also ascended.
所以今天早晨我们要从他升天看到他的再来,
and this morning we would like to meditate on His ascension until His second coming.
我们要来看在这一段的时间里面,
we want to look at this period of time,
在今天之事里面基督的奥秘,
the mystery of Christ and His presence ministry. We know from the day He ascended to heaven until He comes again, He has a very, very important ministry. And this ministry is what we'll meditate on this morning. After our Lord rose from the dead, He appeared before His disciples for a period of 40 days.
40 days.
Within those 40 days,
他与他们讲到神国的事情,
He told them about the kingdom of God.
然后我们的主就从橄榄的山上, 他就升到天上去了。
And the Lord was ascended from Mount Olive into glory.
这个实在是一个很自然的一个结果。
In a way, this is a very, very spontaneous conclusion.
因为他从天上来,
because he came from heaven,
他现在工作已经完毕了,
and now his mission was accomplished.
所以他自然要回到天上,
and therefore it's natural for him to return to glory.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
当我们的主回到天上去的时候,
when our Lord returned to heaven,
我们看见他有双重的资格,
he has dual capacity, he is in two capacities.
我们也看见他有双重的荣耀,
we also know that he has double glory.
当他从天上来到地上的时候,
when he first came from heaven to earth,
那是神的儿子来到地上,
he came as the Son of God.
但是当他回去的时候,
and when he returned to heaven,
他不但是神的儿子, 他也是人的儿子,
he not only went to heaven as the Son of God, as also Son of Man.
所以你看见他回到荣耀里去的时候,
and so when he entered into glory,
在约翰福音第十七章的里面,
in John 17,
他说父啊,
he said, Father,
我在地上已经荣耀了你,
he said, I have glorified thee on the earth,
你所托付我的工作我已经完成了,
all that you've entrusted me to do I have accomplished them,
现在我要回到我与你从创世以前所有的荣耀里去,
and he said, Father, I'll go back to you to be with the glory where I had before.
他与他的父在创世之前就一同在荣耀的里面。
He was with the Father in his glory before.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他说我现在要回到那个从前的荣耀里去。
I'll go to my former glory.
他要回到他神的荣耀里去。
He is returning to God's glory.
但是在同样的祷告的里面。
But in that same prayer,
到了那祷告末了的时候。
At the end of the prayer,
他说父啊。
He said, Father,
求你指示那一些爱我的人。
He said, show those who love me.
那些我所爱的人,
those who I love,
让他们看见你所要赐给我的荣耀,
they may behold my glory which thou has given to me.
所以我们在这里看见有两个荣耀,
so we see here two glories.
一个荣耀它是原来与父在永世里面所有的荣耀,
one glory is the original glory which he shared with his father.
还有一个荣耀乃是他完成了神的工作之后神赐给他的荣耀,
and the other glory is after he accomplished God's purpose, God gave him that glory.
第一个荣耀乃是神的儿子的荣耀,
the first glory is the glory of the Son of God,
他是与神同等的,
because he is equal with God.
第二个荣耀是人子的荣耀,
the same glory is the glory of the Son of Man,
因为这里有一个人,
because here is a man,
他是合乎神心意的,
he is one with God's heart.
他完成了神的旨意,
he completed God's will.
所以他就得着一个荣耀,
therefore he received a glory.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们的主在天上享受他双重的荣耀,
the Lord Jesus today in his glory he is enjoying two glories.
他今天在天上,
today on in heaven,
究竟他在天上做什么呢?
Now what does he do up there in heaven?
有一次有一个老年的姊妹,
once there is an older sister,
她要受浸,
he wanted to be baptized, she wanted to be baptized,
所以照着那个地方的规矩,
according to the local custom,
她要受浸之前是要考一考的,
before her baptism, she has to go through an examination,
所以有几位长老就坐在那里,
and so few elders were sitting there,
要来考考她的性德,
they want to examine our sister's faith,
看看她究竟清楚不清楚,
whether she's clear or not clear,
他们就问她好几个问题,
so they ask her several questions.
其中有一个问题,
one question,
就问她说,
they ask her,
姊妹,
sister,
今天我们的主在天上做什么?
What does our Lord Jesus do in heaven?
她想一想,
she thought,
她说今天主是站在天上,
she said the Lord stands in heaven,
她的眼睛就在地上看来看去,
and his eye is looking through the whole world to and fro,
她在那里找人的错,
and he's looking for people's mistakes.
他说这是主在天上做的工作。
Is this what the Lord is doing in heaven?
我想弟兄姊妹大概我们所知道的恐怕比这个姊妹稍微多一点。
Brothers, I hope our standing is more than this sister.
但是究竟我们对主今天的知识有多少的认识?
Do we have any knowledge as to what the Lord's ministry is to the end today,
seems
we do have some understanding of the Lord's work on this earth. As we also receive grace through his work while he was on this earth. As far his ministry today in heaven, we are understanding is minimal. What is up there in heaven? What is he doing up there? And what he's doing and down here, is there any connection? Is there a share for us to be with him up there? We need God's revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，brothers and sisters,
we know the Lord Jesus in heaven, at least he is doing two things. On the other hand, God has made him quite a Lord. On the other hand, the Lord has made him a high priest. These two aspects of his ministry is vitally linked with us. Let's look at the first point. When the Lord Jesus ascended from Mount Olive, and the disciples were gazing him as he went up, and the cloud concealed him, but their eyes still gazing on him, and there were two men in white clothing appeared before them. It's a man of Galilee. Why you look up gazing up there? The one who is ascended to heaven, how he went up, he also come in the same manner. And disciples went back to Jerusalem, and they prayed together in one accord. There's one question that we often doubt. We know we ascended to heaven because they are witnesses. Disciples saw him ascended to heaven. And when the clouds receive him further up, they cannot see him anymore. Whether the Lord ascended to heaven or not, do we know? As we were like the disciples of the prophets. They asked whether Elijah went to heaven or not. Maybe the Lord took him and threw him somewhere else. Let's go and look for him. Maybe we still have that kind of thinking in our mind. Did the Lord really ascend to the heaven? He really sit at the right hand of God? Did he return to his glory? Where is the evidence? How can we know? Praise and thank God. The day of Pentecost, when 120 were praying there, and the Holy Spirit poured out among them. Through one spirit, they enter into the one body. And then we have the wind. The news is spread. People all came around. And they wonder what's happening. And then Peter stood. And 11 stood up with him. And Peter declared, "You are Jews. We are not drunk with wine. Because this, by that time it's about 9 o'clock in the morning. So what you have seen, what you have heard, it's one thing. All you hear and all you see is to tell you that this Jesus whom you crucified, crucified. God has exalted him on high. God has made him both Lord and Christ.
Brothers
and sisters, we know in Psalm, we are told, how pleasant is for the brethren to dwell in unity. How is it like? Like the ointment poured upon Aaron's head, and down to his beard, and all the down to his skirt. So here we see a picture. When the Lord was ascended to heaven, he ascended to heaven, and the Father anointed him, and he made him both Lord and Christ. We know in the past, when the anointing of the king and priest and prophet, the anointing oil is just not just a few drops. It is a whole vial of oil poured on him. And so the oil will drip through the whole body. Our Christ, God has already anointed him. And he has appointed him to be Lord of all. He is Christ. Christ is God's anointed. Because he was anointed. Therefore, the anointing is the Holy Spirit. Therefore, on the day of Pentecost, it flowed down to the entire church. This is the evidence. Our Lord has indeed entered into his glory. We'll turn to Psalm 2. We see there, the nations were up in an uproar, they were there against the Lord and against his anointed. And God in heaven, he laughed. In verse 6,
他说, 我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上了。
But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
第八节,
verse 8,
你求我, 我就将立国赐你为基业, 将地级,
ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as my inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as thy possession. Let's turn to Psalm 110.
Psalm 110,
verse
1.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies the footstool of thy feet. When the Lord ascended to heaven, God made him king. Ask me and I'll give the nation to be your inheritance. I'll give the whole earth to you. And
you'll
sit at my right hand until I put my enemies under your footstool.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们的主在地上的时候,
when the Lord was on this earth, he was very, very meek. He was despised by man. And they call him the man of Nazareth. Is any good come out of Nazareth? But thanks and praise God. In heaven he's receiving honor, glory, and dominion crown. And so in Hebrews 2 we are told,
看见这样说,
Hebrews 2
我们从第八节念起。
We'll read from verse 8.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet.
你叫万物都伏在服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。
For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him.
这是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him.
唯独接纳成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
But we do see him who has been made a little lower than angels, namely Jesus.Because of the suffering of the death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
我们看见那一位成了变天使小一点的耶稣。
We know this one is less smaller than the angel.
因为人的圣洁在创造上乃是比天使低等。
Because in the order of creation, man came later than angel.
我们的主耶稣他到地上来做人。
When the Lord Jesus came to this earth,
所以在等级上好像他比天使小一点。
In the order of creation, as though he came later.
但是因为他受死的苦难
But because he's suffering
他今天在天上得了尊贵荣耀做冠冕
And today he's crowned with glory, honor and power
神已经立他为主为基督了
God has made him both Lord and Christ
神已经把天地一切所有的都赐给他做他的产业
And God has given all things to be his inheritance
他现在就在那里等候众仇敌做他的脚凳
He's waiting until he put his enemies under his footstool.
他现在就是等着万物都服他。
He's waiting for all things to be brought into subjection to him.
所以在启示录里面
And so in the book of Revelation,
约翰他在异象中他看见一个异象
And John saw a revelation.
那个是在启示录第五章里面
And that is recorded in Revelation 5.
我们说启示录第四章乃是创造者的荣耀。
We refer to chapter 4 Revelation is the glory of the Creator.
因为神创造万物。
Because God created everything.
所以万有都在那里赞美创造的。
And so the whole creation was giving him glory and praise.
说我们是你所造的。
And we said, we are created by you.
我们是为着你的喜悦而造。
And we were created for your pleasure.
我们是为着你的旨意而造。
And we live for your purpose.
把颂赞荣耀都归给创造的神。
And they give glory and praise to the Creator.
到了启示录第五章的时候。
When it comes to chapter 5 Revelation.
我们就看见救赎者的荣耀。
That is the glory of the Redeemer.
我们的救赎的主他的荣耀。
The glory of the Savior of the Redeemer.
虽然对于启示录我们知道个人有个人的解说。
We know in Revelation There are various interpretations.
可以说没有两个人有一样的看法。
We can say it's hard to find two really agree.
但是就说我个人的感觉。
But according to my own understanding,
我觉得说是神把约翰带回到主升天的光景里去。
As though God called him into the heavenlies.
主耶稣升天在天上的光景没有人看见
the condition of the Lord is in glory nobody can see
但是神让约翰看一下
and so the Lord allowed John to have a glimpse
因为神没有时间的限制
because God is not limited by time
所以约翰在灵里面他在天上看见这个主升天的荣耀
and so in the spirit John was caught up to, to see to behold the ascended glory of the Lord Jesus
他看见有一位坐在宝座上
And he saw there is one who sits on the throne.
他手里拿了一个小书卷。
In his hand he holds a scroll.
里外都用印把它封起来。
And outside the scroll there are seals.
换句话说。
Another word.
这个书卷里面所写的话。
All that is written in this scroll.
都是封闭的。
All sealed.
没有人知道的。
Nobody understands.
然后有一个有大声的天使。
And there's a cry in heaven.
他在那里向天上地下地底下万物在那里挑战。
And there is and he challenged the heaven and earth.
他说有谁？嘿，有谁能？拿这个书卷，并且撕开这个印。
And who is able, who is worthy to unroll this scroll?
天地地下寂寞无声。
So there was silence in heaven, on earth and on the earth.
因为没有一个人配, 没有一个人能,
because there's no one can and there's no one that's worthy.
当约翰看见这种光景的时候,
and when John saw this scene,
约翰就大哭起来,
and he cried.
为什么哭呢?
Why he cried?
因为约翰是认识神的人,
because John knows God.
他明白神的心意,
he knew what's in God's heart.
他现在看见好像神的心意要被封闭起来了,
he's as though he saw God's heart's been closed.
所以他就大哭起来,
and he cried.
这个书卷是什么呢?
What is in this world?
我个人相信,
my personal belief,
这个书卷就是这个大地的地契,
I personally believe that this scroll is the title deed of this whole creation.
神是创造的神,
God is the God of creation.
所以这个创造的这个 这个地契啊是在他的手里,
therefore the creation, the title deed of this creation is in his hand.
我们感谢赞美神,
praise and thank our God.
撒旦虽然今天霸占了这一个世界,
even Satan is usurping this earth,
但是这一个地契不在他的手里,
but the ownership of this title deed is in God's hand.
这个主权从来不是属于他的,
the ownership of this creation is not in Satan's hand.
他是一个 squatter, 他是一个 占领人,
yeah, he is a squatter, he took it illegally,
不是属于他的,
it does not belong to him.
但是感谢赞美神,
but thanks and praise God,
这个主权还在神的手里,
this power is still in God's hand.
神在那里宣告说,
and God declares,
有谁能执行我的旨意,
who is able to carry out my will,
把这个大地收回来, 把万物收回来, 来归服我,
and to recover this creation back to me.
现在这个宇宙这个大地给仇敌霸占了,
and now this creation is fallen into the hands of the enemy.
我现在要把它收回来,
I want to recover my possession.
谁能做这个工作?
Who can do this work for me?
谁配做这个工作?
Who is worthy to do this work of recovery?
难怪天上的天使 都低下头了,
no wonder the angels in heaven, they bow their heads.
他们知道他们不配,
they recognize their incapability.
他们也不能,
they cannot do it.
地上所有的人,
and all the creatures upon this earth,
虽然那么的背叛神,
even though they're rebellious against God,
但是在他们心里他们也知道他们不配他们不能,
and inwardly they knew they are not worthy to do this task.
因为那个仇敌比我们人还有力量,
because our enemy is stronger than ourselves.
当然地底下根本不愿意,
and of course those who are underneath the earth, they will not be able to open that scroll.
但是在这个时候, 约翰他大哭,
so while John was crying,
有一个长老来安慰他,
an elder came and comforted
他说,
him.
他说你不要哭,
do not cry.
看啊大卫的子孙,
look at the seed of David, the line of Judah.
他已经得胜了,
he has overcome.
他能拿这个书卷,
and he can take up this scroll.
他要配拿这个书卷,
he's worthy to get up this scroll.
当他听见这句话的时候,
when he heard this word,
他忽然看见有一个像刚刚被杀的羔,
and he saw a lamb as though it was newly slain.
在原文里头这个羔羊被杀好像刚刚被杀的,
and in the original the lamb slain as though he was newly slain.
他站在宝座的面前,
he stood in front of the throne.
他伸出手来, 从这宝座的手里拿过这个书卷,
he stretched his hand out and received the scroll.
那个时候天上有大声的赞美,
and in that moment there was glory and praise in heaven.
他们说我们感谢赞美你,
he said we praise our God,
因为你用你的宝血, 从各地各方各处各民众买受了一般的人来归向你,
through your blood you have purchased a people for yourself from all nations of no tongue.
叫他们做君王做祭司,
and then there will be a kingdom of priests.
有宣告说, 让天上地下地下一切所有的都要发生赞美,
those in heaven, those on earth, and underneath earth will praise and worship you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是什么样的一个光景呢?
What is this picture?
约翰说听见说犹大的狮子,
John heard the lion of the
Judah, 他得胜了,
He overcame.
他看来看去,
and he looked and he looked.
没有看见狮子,
he did not see a lion.
他看见的是一个羔羊,
what he saw is a lamb.
是被杀的羔羊,
a newly slain lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主他第一次来到世界就像一个羔羊一样。
When the Lord came first to this earth, he came as a lamb.
他献上自己做燔祭,
he offered himself up as a sacrifice.
他是那个被杀的羔羊,
he is a lamb that was slain.
但是他的宝血买了我们。
And through his blood he brought us to himself. Through his cross he has overcome the enemy. Therefore he is worthy. And he can.
换一句话说,
in other words,
就是应验诗篇第二篇的话。
That fulfills Psalm 2.
你求我, 我要把列国赐你为产业。
You ask me and I'll give the nations as your inheritance.
我要把地的世界归给你做你的地产。
And I'll give the ends of the earth for your possession.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
神已经立他为主了。
God has made him Lord.
神已经把这个创造都赐给了他。
And God has given him the whole creation.
现在他要开始开这个书。
And now he's beginning to unscroll and unroll the scroll.
他要把那个七印都把它打开。
And he will open those seven seals.
叫人都能看见里面写的是什么。
And so we can know what are the things that's written in the scroll.
换一句话说,
in other words,
他要来执行神的旨意。
He will execute God's will.
把整个的被造收回来。
In order to recover the whole creation back to God himself.
我个人相信。
I personally believe
主升天之后
after the Lord's ascension
他就开始开这个印了
he began to open that scroll
稀奇的是
marvelously
当他开这个印的时候
when he opened the seal
在地上我们所看见是什么呢
what do we see on this earth
哎呀我们在地上看见的是饥荒瘟疫地震战争
and we see all famine and plague and all the unfortunate things
我们看见假先知假基督
and we saw false prophets and false antichrist
但是我们的主说你们看见这些的事你们不要以为目击到了
and the Lord said when you look at those things do not be surprised
这个不过是生产之难
This is only the beginning of travail.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们的主在天上执行神的旨意
For the Lord Jesus in heaven executing God's will,
要收回这个大地的时候
and beginning to recover this earth for himself,
地上黑暗的权势在哪里反抗
and the forces of darkness, they are there protesting it.
所以这个结果就是瘟疫、地震、饥荒和战争
and the consequence of this conflict is famine, plague, warfare on this earth.
有许许多的苦难
There are much agony on this earth
但是感谢赞美神
But thanks and praise God
神说这些是生产之难
And God said all these things are nothing but traveling
你知道生产之难与其他的难不同啊
Traveling and ordinary suffering is not quite the same
普通的受苦很多的时候是白白受苦
Sometimes when you suffer is because you just suffer for suffering
我们不懂世界上为什么这么苦啊
We do not know why we suffer so much
做人这么苦
to be a man we suffer
世界这么苦
suffering in this world
好像越来越苦了
and the longer we live in this world the longer we suffer
战争越来越多
and there are warfare
饥荒越来越大
famine everywhere
瘟疫越来越广
and plague everywhere
好像地震也越来越多
and earthquake everywhere
地上没有平安
there's no peace on this earth
我们不懂这些是为做什么
we do not know why all these things happen
我们觉得说哎呀这些的事情神如果是爱的话为什么允许这样的事情
and we murmur we say if God is not why we have all this suffering
他们不知道
because they do not understand
乃是主在哪里要收回他的大地
it is because the Lord Jesus is recovering this, his own possession
撒旦在哪里反抗
and Satan is there against him
但是借着这一切
but through all these things
有一个生产
there will be a birth
神要得着他所要得着的那个男孩子
God will beGod finally will get what he's after in a man child.
So, 到了启示十章我们看见男孩子出来
So, in chapter 12 of Revelation, we saw the man child was born.
神是在那里要得着一般的人
God wants to obtain a people.
这一般的人就是与主一同掌权的人
Those people will be those who will rule with the Lord.
他们要被主所用来收回万有来归顺
They will be used by God for the recovery of this universe. delivered.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
天上地下一切的权柄主说都赐给我
All authority in heaven and earth all given to the Lord Jesus.
列国都已经给了他了
All the nations have been given to him.
地的四极都已经是他的产业
The ends of this earth are already in his possession.
现在我们的主在天上做什么
What is our Lord doing in heaven?
他就是说收回的工作
He is doing the work of receiving or recovering his possession.
他要把万有都征服
He will conquer everything.
然后要把万有都放在他父的
And he will bring all things at the Father's feet.
这个是哥林多前书第十五章
And that is in 1 Corinthians 15.
你知道当初的时候
Do you know in the past?
主把这个大地赐给人做产业
God gave this earth to men as his inheritance.
神对人说你要征服这个大地
And God told men that you have to subdue the earth.
我们在那里习题说这是什么意思
We do not know what this means.
这个是神当初托给人的一个工作
That is the task God has given to man.
因为这个创造曾被那仇敌毁坏过
Because this creation has been ruined by the enemy.
仇敌在那里霸占着
The enemy has a possession.
现在神把这个交给人
And God put this possession under man's management.
你来管理
You manage it.
你来征服
You that cultivate.
就把万有都
That you may recover everything back to God.
但是亚当他自己被征服了。
But Adam he himself was overcame.
他应当征服全地。
He ought to subdue the earth.
征服的意思就是把它拿来归给基督。
Subduing it means bring them to the feet of God.
但是他自己被那霸占者所征服。
But he was captured by the enemy.
感谢赞美主
Praise God
现在又来了一个人
God raised another man
这是第二个人
This is second man
就是我们的主
This is the Lord Jesus
他得胜了
He overcame
所以他能把万有都征服过来归给神
Therefore he can recover all things back to God
所以我们知道今天主我们的主神已经立他为主为君王
Therefore the Lord Jesus God has made him both Lord and King
他的工作就是要把万有都归顺于神
And he's receiving he's recovering all things back to the Father
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
今天我们这一般的人是蒙呼召的人
We are called by God
我们是被召来进入我主耶稣基督的交通里
We are created and we are called into the fellowship of God's Son the Lord Jesus
那就是说他今天在升天的光景里面
That means we are in his heavenly position in his condition
我们也与他有份
We have a share in his heavenly position
所以你看以弗所第二章的时候
So we look into Ephesians 2
你就看见说我们与他一同活过来
We are told that we've been raised up together with him
我们与他一同复活
We are quickened together in him
我们与他一同升到天上
We also raised up together in him
我们与他一同坐在神的右边
We also sit with him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的主今天在天上
Our Lord Jesus in heaven
坐在父的右边
Sit at the right hand of the Father
我们与他一同升到天上
And we've been ascended together with him in the heavenly
我们与他一同坐在神的右边
We all sit with him at the right hand of the Father
这是我们今天蒙恩的地位
This is those who have obtained that is the position of those who have received grace
我们这一般信主的人
We those who believe.
我们不是属地的人。
We do not belong to this earth.
我们是属天的人。
We belong to heaven.
我们的地位是在天上。
Our position is heavenly.
为着这个缘故。
Because of this.
所以保罗说。
Therefore Paul says.
你们要思想天上的事。
You have to think about the. You have to think. Seek the things that are above.
你们不要在那里思想地上的事。
You not seek the things below.
因为你们不是属于地。
Because you do not belong to this earth.
你们已经与主一同升到天上去了。
Because you've been raised up to, into the heavenlies.
虽然我们的身体也还在地上。
Even our bodies are down here.
而我们的心已经在天上。
But our hearts are already in heaven.
所以我们应当多思想天上的事。
Therefore we need to seek the things that are above.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣经怎么告诉我们?
The Bible tells us,
比方说在创世在启示录第一章,
like Revelation 1,
启示录第五章,
chapter 5,
都给我们看见
We can see
我们这般的人是神用宝血所买来的人
We are the precious blood of the Lord Jesus
他爱我们
He loved us
他用宝血把我们买过来
He purchased us with his own blood
买过来做什么呢
Why he purchased us for
做君王做祭司
To be kings and priests
为神来做君王来做祭司
Kings for God and priests for God
亲爱的弟兄们
Brothers and sisters
我们不要以为说我们这一般人蒙救主不过静静叫我们上天堂
Do not think that we those who have been redeemed by God we just merely to go to heaven
我们这一般被宝血所买赎的人
We those who have been purchased and bought by the blood
他已经叫我们做君王做祭司
He has already made us as kings and priests
因为我们的主是君王
Because our God, our Lord is King
所以我们与他联合
When we are joined together with him
我们的地位也是君王的地位
Therefore our position is also kingly
他是万王之王万主之主
He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings
我们是这些的王这些的主
And we are kings and we are priests lords
这是我们蒙恩的地位
That is the position of our redemption
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们有了这样的地位
If we have this possession,
我们今天里面的生命
our life,
乃是做王的生命
we have a kingly life within us.
我们有王的血统在里头
we have a blue blood, a kingly blood in our veins.
我们今天里面有王的血统在里头
we have blue blood, royal blood in our veins.
你不要看轻我
do not,
虽然地上什么都不是
even though I have nothing on this earth.
但是我有君王的血统在里头
I have blood in my veins, kingly blood in my veins.
我有王的生命在里头
I have the king's life within me.
有一天
one day,
我要与主一同掌权
one day I'll rule with the Lord.
但是弟兄
Brothers and sisters,
你有王的生命是一件事。
To have kingly life is one thing.
你有一天能做王是另外一件事。
Whether you can actually be king is another question.
我想这个我们从英国来的弟兄就比我们更明白了。
I think in this aspect, our brother from England would know more than we do.
因为我们是一个共和的国家。
Because we are in a democratic country.
我们没有君王。
We have no kings or queens.
但是英国是一个帝国。
But in England is a imperial country.
所以他们还有那个 queen 在那里。
And they have a queen there.
这一个Elizabeth。
Queen Elizabeth.
她是生在那个皇家的里面。
He was born in that kingly family.
她里面有狼的血，就是王的血。
And so in her vein there's blue blood of the royal blood.
但是她要坐在那个王位上。
But for her to sit on the throne.
要来治理这个国家。
And to execute the country.
不是一件简单的事情。
It's not an easy matter.
照我们所知道的
according to our knowledge
做君王的人
to be a king
他们所受的训练比我们不知道要严格多少
the training they receive is many times more severe than our training
我们比方说要做一个工程师
if we want to be engineer
我们要去念书
we have to be in school
我们要去实习
we have to study
我们要经过训练
we have to go into practice
有的时候我们觉得说哎呀这个训练好厉害
we say oh this training is very severe
但是你要做君王的话
But to be a king
那他的训练是非常的严格的
Your training is very 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 severe
为什么原因呢
Why?
如果他不受这样的训练
Because if that person will not receive such training
他就没有办法治理
And then he will not qualify to rule
一个不能管制自己的人
Those who cannot rule themselves
他就不能管理别人
They cannot rule others
他没有这个资格
He does not have the qualification.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢赞美主
Praise God.
他是王
He is king.
我们有王的血统
We have his kingly blood in us.
他已经立我们为王了
And he has made us kings.
但是今天我们在这个地上
Today we are on this earth.
就是他 训练我们做王的时候。
And it's training ground for kingship.
王的生命在里头。
We have the kingly life.
这个生命要让它发展。
We have to allow that life to develop in us.
这个生命要受教育。
This life needs to be educated.
这个生命要受纪律。
This life needs to need a discipline.
这样到了那一天，我们与主可以一同掌权。
So in that, when that day comes, we'll be able to rule with him.
但是今天许多神的儿女。
But today many God's children.
他不肯接受这种的训练。
They refuse to receive such training.
他们不肯舍己背十字架来跟从。
They are not willing to deny themselves and pick up the cross.
在我们的观念里面。
In our conception.
都是福利主义。
We just want to have a good life.
神救了我们。
God save us.
他当心我们。
He cares for us.
他什么都给我们。
And he will give us everything.
我们根本又没有想到。
We never thought.
我们还要受神的管教。
We need to have God's training.
但是希伯来书告诉我们说。
And Hebrews told us.
哪里有个父亲不管教他的儿子。
Is there a father that will not chasten his son?
为什么管教他的儿子。
Why he disciplined his son?
要他成器。
It's for maturity.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们的主在我们身上也做同样的工作。
And the Lord Jesus is doing the same work with our lives.
他在训练我们这一般的人。
He is educating.
他借着许多的苦难。
Using suffering.
他借着许多的事情。
All the difficult things.
他要来训练我们，教我们能真正的做王。
And he's training us so that a day will come we can be king.
我们要记得。
We have to remember.
在属灵的国度里面
In the spiritual kingdom
做王不是地位的问题
To be king is not a matter of position
乃是配不配的问题
It is whether you are worthy or not
你记得当我们的主要进耶路撒冷的时候
So when the Lord Jesus is about to enter into Jerusalem
他十二个门徒
12 disciples
他们跟从主有三年多的光景
They followed the Lord for 3.5 years
这十二个门徒实在说来出身都是很低位的
All those 12 disciples they have a lowly background
有的是打鱼的
Some fishermen
有的是收税的
Some tax gatherer
可以说在地上都算不了什么
So earth, on the earthly level they really doesn't count as much
但是他们的野心都是很大
But they have a strong heart
你知道他们跟随主那几年里面一直在那里争吵
So when they followfor 3.5 years they struggle among themselves
他们都在那里争吵是谁是大的
they struggle among themselves who will be the greatest
等到我们的主要进耶路撒冷去了
when the Lord is about to enter Jerusalem
他们以为说我们的主到耶路撒冷是做王了
and they thought when he entered Jerusalem he will be king
那现在是最后的一个机会了
and he is our final chance
什么人能坐在他的左边坐在他的右边呢
so who can be on his right who can be on his left
争了三年还没有结果
and they struggle for 3.5 years and they still have not come to anything
我想真的里面都在那里计划了
and they all have that secret plans within themselves
哎呀但是雅各约翰他们 outmaneuver 他们的计划是厉害了
John's and James they outmaneuver the others
他们想我们自己求恐怕不会答应
you see if we ask the Lord himself maybe he will refuse us
也不大好意思
it could be embarrassing Let's go and ask our mother.
你知道母亲为做儿女什么都肯做的。
Now the mother, we know mothers are always willing to do anything for their children.
所以他们把母亲请来了。
And so they share this thought with their mother.
那么他们的母亲是谁呢
？And who is their mother?
他们的母亲是主耶稣的姑妈。
And we know that their mother is the aunt of the Lord Jesus.
那么姑妈的话。有力量。
Now you know the words of an aunt has a strong influence.
所以母亲带着两个儿子到主耶稣那里来。
And so the mother brought those two boys to the Lord Jesus.
她说主啊。
She said, Lord.
我对你有一个要求。
She said, I have a request.
无论如何，请你答应。
Whatever we ask, please answer us.
但是她没有说要求什么。
They did not say what they want.
这里有一张支票。
Here's a check.
空头支票。
Blank check.
请你签一个字
Lord use the sign
我自己填进去
and we'll fill in the figure
我们的主从来不签空头支票
Our Lord just never want to sign a blank check
主说好
Lord say what do you want
你要什么
you tell
他说你得国的时候我两个儿子一个坐在你右边一个坐在你左边
He said there's a law when you receive your kingdom allow my two sons one in your left one on your right
我们的主有没有责备他们呢？
Did the Lord reprimand them?
没有。
He did not.
我们的主说，你说要住在我的右边，坐在我的左边。
He said, you want to be on my left, you want to be on my right?
这个不是我所能给你的。
It's not something I can give to you.
只有我的父能给的。
Only the Father can do it.
因为这个不是地位的问题。
Because it's not a matter of position.
这是生命的问题。
That is a matter of life.
这是配不配的问题。
It's whether you're worthy or not worthy.
主说，我还得背你们能喝吗？
The Lord said, can you drink the drink I'm about to drink?
我说你们能受吗？
Can you baptize with the baptism I'm about to be baptized?
哎呀，雅各有。还没有听清楚就说我们能。
And before they really understand what the Lord means, they said yes, we can.
只要能坐在你左右边，什么都可以的。
As long as we can sit on your right and your left, we will do anything.
就说是。
The Lord said yes.
你们必须喝我的杯。
You ought to drink my cup.
你们必须受我的。
You must drink baptize my baptism.
但是坐在我的左右边不是我所能
给你。 But to sit on the right or left is not what I can give to you.
哎呀，其他的门徒听见了好生气哦。
And the other disciples, they were very, very angry.
你知道他们为什么生气呢？
You know why they're angry?
因为他们也想坐左边右边呢。
Because they also had the same desire to be at his right and his left.
现在给他们兄弟两个霸占去了。
And now those two brothers monopolize it.
所以他们生气。
So they were very angry.
主就教训他们。
Lord instruct them.
主说在地上的君王是在高高在上治理。
He said the rulers of this earth, they lord over you.
但是在神的国里。
But in my kingdom,
你要做最大的，就要做最小。
You want to be the greatest, you have to be the least.
你要做首，就要做尾。
You want to be head, you have to be the tail.
因为我人子来。
Because the Son of Man came.
不是受人的服侍。
It's not to be ministered.
乃是服侍人。
But to minister to others.
并且要舍命做多人的事。
And lay down his life for the ransom of many.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么人配做王呢？
Who is worthy to be king?
就是那个肯放下。
It is those who are willing to lay down their lives.
肯为弟兄舍命的人。
Willing to lay down their lives for the brethren.
这样的人显出他有王的资格。
This kind of people manifest kingly quality.
今天我们的主在地上就是训练我们。
Our Lord Jesus is training us today on this earth.
叫我们能显出这个王的生命了。
So that we can manifest our kingly character in us.
你知道仇敌用万物来诱惑我们。
You know, the enemy is doing all kings to destroy that.
圣经告诉我们说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
The Lord said, do not love the things of the world.
眼目的情欲而肉体的情欲今生的骄傲。
The eyes, the lust of the eye, the pride of life.
神仇敌就是把许多的东西呀、啊，要来征服我们。
And the enemy is you trying all kinds of things to entice us.
但是我们要征服这一切的东西。
But we have subdued all these things.
我们要叫万物都互相效力，要爱神的人得益处。
We have to allow all things to work together for those who love the Lord.
神把我们放在各种各样的环境里。
He places in all kinds of circumstances.
神让我们碰到各种各样的东西。
When you face all these problems,
为什么原因？
Why?
因为要我们把这些的东西拿来放在基督的脚下。
He wants us to subdue all these things and bring them at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
所以万事都互相效力。
So therefore, all things work for good.
就是按照神的旨意被造的人。
Those who are called according to God's purpose.
神的旨意来造我们。
God, according to His purpose, He created us.
乃是要我们做君王。
He wants us to be kings.
所以今天万有先要在我们的身上服下来，归给基督。
So therefore, all things must be subdued under us.
如果今天我们还是给钱财所管理的话
，Today, if we are controlled by wealth.
我们就失去了做王的资格。
We disqualify our kingly position.
我们应当管理钱财。
We ought to control or be stewards of money.
用这个钱财来放在基督的脚下。
We bring our wealth and money at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
这个就是做王的资格。
That is a kingly quality.
我们今天如果被我们的家庭所捆绑。
If we are bound by our family.
我们就失去了做王的能力。
We have lost our kingly privilege.
我们要把我们的家庭拿来放在基督的。
We have to bring our family to the feet of the Lord Jesus.
我们如果今天被我们这个自己征服了。
If today we are controlled by our natural self.
我们以己为中心。
We self is the center.
我们根本就不配做王。
we are not worthy to be king.
我们要克服我们自己的心。
We have to subdue
and
bring our heart to the Lord.
如果今天我们让主在我们身上做一切的主，
if we allow the Lord Jesus to be Lord of all in our lives,
我们才有资格有一天与主一同掌权。
Then one day we'll be qualified to rule with Him.
今天是我们受训的时候。
Today is our training period.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个就是主作王与我们的关系。
Today, this is the relationship between Him as King and us here on this.
到了有一天
the day will come,
当他的国要建立在地上的时候
when he establishes kingdom on this earth,
我们要与他一同做王一千年
we'll rule with him on this earth for a thousand years.
这一个是今天主在天上的指示的第一点
this is the first task of the Lord Jesus in heaven.
第二点
second,
当我们的主升到天上的时候
when the Lord ascended to heaven,
在诗篇一百十篇告诉我们说
and Psalm 118 it tells us,
神不但说你坐在我的右边等做头的做你的脚凳
yes, the Lord said to my Lord sit at my right hand until I put thy enemies under thy footstool.
神也说我要启示
the Lord said I'll reveal to you.
我要启示
Oh, I'll vow.
我要立你做大祭司，照着麦基洗德的典次。
I'll establish you as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们的主今天在天上是我们的大祭司。
The Lord is to the in heaven; He is our high priest.
我们知道在地上以色列人中间。
We know on this earth among the Israelites.
有亚伦在那里做大祭司。
Aaron was the high priest.
但是亚伦的大祭司不过是基督的预表。
The priesthood of Abraham is only a type.
一面是预表，一面是对比。
On one side is a type, and the other is a contrary to it. Contrast.
今天我们的大祭司。
Our high priest today
乃是神的儿子
is God's son.
亚伦不过是人
Aaron was a mere man.
他的那个祭司的这份呢一直改变
His priesthood changes.
因为死了第二个人再来继续
Because when he passed away another one takes over
是一个软弱的祭司
It is a weak priesthood.
但是今天我们的主是按照麦基洗德的等次做大祭司
But our Lord Jesus in heaven he is the priest after the order of Melchizedek.
麦基洗德我们知道他无生之始无名之终
And Melchizedek he is without beginning he has no end.
他像神的儿子一样
He is just like God's son.
所以我们的主做大祭司按照神无穷生命的大能做大祭司
And therefore our Lord Jesus he is a priest forever.
大祭司做什么事呢
What does priest do?
祭司的工作一面是把人带到神灵面前去
priest is to bring man to God
一面把神带到人中间来
on the other hand is to bring God to man
这是祭司的工作
that is the function of the priest
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
今天我们的主是在那里做大祭司
our Lord Jesus is a high priest up there
当他在地上的时候
when he was on earth
他是神的使徒
He was God's apostle.
神把他差到地上来完成救赎的工作。
God sent him down here to accomplish his work.
他这个工作已经成了。
He already accomplished his work.
所以他就升到天上坐在神的右边。
Therefore he ascended and seated at the right hand of the Father.
为什么他是坐呢？
Why he is seated?
因为工作已经完成了。
Because the work was done.
但是他不是坐在那里打盹呢。
Because he's not sitting there doing nothing.
好像没有事情做。
I saw there's nothing for him to do.
圣经告诉我们说。
Bible tells us.
他永远活着。
He lives forever.
他替我们代求。
And he intercedes for us.
他要拯救那些靠着他进到神面前来的人一直到底。
And he will save those who come to God to save them to the uttermost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主今天在神的右边 做大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father as our high priest.
他在那里代表我们。
He is there representing us.
你知道这个大祭司是代表整个的以色列的民族。
We know the high priest represents the whole nation of Israel.
所以我们的大祭司基督代表我们整个神的儿女。
So therefore, our Lord Jesus he represents all those who've been redeemed.
他在神的右边做我们的代表。
He sits at the right hand of the Father. He represents us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道我们在天上有一个代表呢
？Brothers, do you know we have a representative in heaven?
啊，有一个 advocate， 有一个辩护者。
We have an advocate up there for us.
他在神的面前替我们说好话。
He is our spokesman up there.
所以当我们软弱跌倒的时候
，So when we're weak and we fail.
他我们到神面前承认我们的罪。
And we come to the Lord and we ask for repentance.
我们的主的宝血在哪里替我们说好话？
Our Lord, He speak good words for us.
我们若认自己的罪，
if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is faithful and is just.
必要赦免我们的罪，
and He will forgive our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义，
wash all our unrighteousness.
为什么？
Why?
因为主在那里做大祭司
，because our Christ is up there as a high priest.
他把他自己的血带到至圣所里面。
He brought his blood into the holy of holies.
不是人手所造的殿。
It's not a tabernacle made by hand.
那是那一个真正的殿。
But it's a spiritual tabernacle.
就是那个天。
That is the heaven.
他把他的宝血带到神的面前。
He brought the blood into the before God.
这个血一直在哪里？
That blood is forever there.
在替我们说好话。
It speaks for us.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
什么时候我们良心有亏的时候
，when our conscience bothers us，
我们要承认我们自己的罪。
We confess our sin.
主的宝血就把我们洗得干干净净。
The blood Jesus cleanses from all our sin.
我们的主在神的右边。
Our Lord Jesus at the right hand of God.
他在那里代表我们。
He there is representing us.
他把我们这一般的人献给他的神。
He offers ourselves. He offers us.To God.
因为大祭司不但献祭还要献礼物。
We know the priest not only offer sacrifices but also offer gifts.
他的礼物是什么呢？
What are his gifts?
他的礼物就是你和我。
His gift is you and I.
我们这般蒙他救赎的人。
We those who receive grace.
他把我们当作礼物来献给神。
And he takes us as gifts and offer them up.
所以圣经告诉我们说
So the scripture tells us,
我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
Therefore, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It is holy, it's reasonable.
你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然的。
If we do this, it's acceptable in God's sight.
我们这个身体是蒙救赎的身体。
This body is a redeemed body.
是应当献上当作活祭。
We ought to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
好像我们是借着我们的主把我们自己献上。
As though through the Lord Jesus, we are able to offer our bodies
好像是他把我们献给父
as though he takes us and offers us up to the Father
你知道我们祷告的时候
when we pray
许多时候我们觉得我们祷告很软弱
sometimes we notice our prayer are so feeble and weak
我们不知道我们祷告中肯不中肯
whether we are praying earnestly or not
我们有没有达到那个祷告的目的
do we really pray on target
我们有的时候觉得不知道神听不听我们的祷告
sometimes we wondering whether he actually hearsOur prayer.
感谢赞美主
But praise and thank God.
主在哪里替我们祷告
He is there interceding for us.
可以说他把他的祷告加在我们祷告上
As though he adds his prayer to our prayer.
所以像馨香一样来到神的面前
As though it's fragrant incense before the Father.
听着他的祷告我们的祷告蒙了悦纳
For his prayer, our prayers were accepted.
他是我们的大祭司
He is our high priest.
我们软弱的时候
When we are weak,
他来扶持我们
He sustains us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹如果今天我们不认识基督是我们的大祭司
If we fail to see Christ as our high priest
我们根本就不能过基督徒的生活
Then it's impossible for us to be a Christian
为什么今天我们基督徒的生活那么软弱呢
You know why we are so weak as Christian
因为我们不知道今天主在天上的指示
Because we do not know the ministry of a high priest in heaven
所以整本的希伯来书就是讲这个东西
So the hope of Hebrew is about this matter
希伯来书是要我们进到完全的地步
The book of Hebrew is for us to enter into perfection
我们怎么能进到完全呢
How can we enter into perfection
那是靠着我们的大祭司
It's through our high priest
因着他的工作
It's because of his work
他把我们拯救一直到底
He save us to the uttermost.
也许对这个我们还是不清楚。
Maybe we are not clear about this matter.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
如果你能看见这个关系的话，
if you can see this connection,
我相信你就能明白了。
Then you will be clear.
昨天我们的弟兄晚上谈到圣灵。
Our brother last evening spoke about the Holy Spirit.
我们不能轻看圣灵。
We can never overlook the Holy Spirit.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为当我们的主升到天上的时候，
Because when our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
当他的荣耀的时候，
When he received glory,
圣灵就降下，
The Holy Spirit poured down.
这位圣灵是谁呢？
Who is this Holy Spirit?
这个圣灵是另外一位保惠师。
This Holy Spirit is another comforter.
主耶稣他在地上的时候，
When the Lord was on this earth,
他与门徒在一起，
He was with the disciples.
他是保惠师，
He was their comforter.
现在主到天上去了，
Now the Lord ascended toHeaven.
他是天上的保惠师。
He is our heavenly comforter.
他在那里代表我们。
He is our heavenly advocate. He represents us.
但是他把另外的一位保惠师赐下来了。
Then he sent down to us another comforter.
这个另外一位不是不同的。
This another one does not mean it's different.
因为这个在原文里头，我们知道有两个不同的字。
Now we know in the scripture there is something different here.
有一个不同是性质不同。
There's the word another means another in substance.
还有一个不同，乃是不过是相同的不同。
The another in the scripture is same and yet something different.
这个。另外一位保惠师，
this word term another comforter
不是不同的不同，
is not something different and different，
是相同的不同，
it is the same and yet something different。
所以主说这个保惠师他如果来了，
so when this comforter comes，
他要住在你们的里面，
he will dwell in you，
永远不离开你们，
he will never leave you。
他说我就要住在你里面，
he said I will abideI'll dwell in you.
他说我们就神要住在你们里面。
And we will dwell in you.
因为就是他。
Because this is him.
好像是另外一位。
I saw another person.
又是就是他。
And yet it's still him.
那么这个秘密在什么地方？
Now what is the secret about this matter?
主在天上。
The Lord on heaven.
做我们的保惠师。
He is our advocate.
他在那里代表我们。
He is there representing us.
他把生命赐给我们。
He poured down his Holy Spirit.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
我们每一个信徒的人。
Those who believe in the Lord.
都有生命住在我们里面。
We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
他在我们里面做我们的保惠师。
He is in here as our comforter.
那么他在里头代表谁呢？
Now who is he representing here?
他不代表你。
He is not there representing you.
他是代表天上的这位主。
He is representing the Lord who is in heaven.
天上的主是代表我们。
The Lord that's in heaven, he represents us.
在你里面的圣灵乃是代表天上的主。
The Holy Spirit in you represents Him in us.
这个 Paracletos, 这个保惠师。
This word advocate or comforter.
就是一个一直在你的旁边。
He's always come alongside of you.
一直在让你帮助你。
He's there helping you.
但是他在你的里面。
He is in us.
虽然他是帮助你。
Even though he's helping us.
但是他不代表你。
He does not represent you.
那么他代表谁呢？
Now who does he represent?
他是代表我们的主。
He represents our Lord.
所以这一位保惠师在你里面，他做几件事。
So this Holy Spirit or advocate in you, he does several things.
有人说，从前做律师的人。
Those who the advocate or attorney in the past.
从前在英国叫 barrister.
In England they call what?
Barrister.
Those lawyers and attorneys. They're different from what our attorneys today. Today they go to court for you.
但是从前的律师这个 barrister 他要做四件事。
In the past they have four functions.
第一，当然他代表你。
First, they represent you.
第二，
Second,
他要经营你。
And he will manage your property or possession.
第三
Sir,
他要维护你的名字
He will protect your reputation.
第四
Four,
他要为你辩护
and he will defend for you。
这一个是那个老的律师啊要做的事情。
Those are the four functions of attorneys in the past。
圣灵在我们里面也是如此。
Our Holy Spirit in us also has those four functions。
他是代表我们的主。
He represents the Lord。
他来经营主的产业。
He manages God's property。
他要维护主的名。
He will defend God's reputation。
他要为主来辩护。
And he will defend for God。
这个很清楚。
That's very clear。
有的时候你在哪里要做。
Sometimes you want to do certain things.
忽然里面在哪里有人在哪里变了。
And inside you have a struggle.
不行。
No, you cannot do
that. 这个不是主的旨意。
No, that's not the Lord's will.
他不代表你。
He will not represent you.
很多时候我们盼望圣灵与我们同情一点。
Sometimes you want the Holy Spirit to sympathize with you.
但是他不同情。
He will not sympathize with you.
他只与天上的主同情。
He only sympathizes with the God, the Lord in glory.
因为他不代表主啊。
Because he represents him.
他在我们里面要工作到一个地步，叫我们磨成神儿子。
He will work in us to such an extent that we'll be conformed to his son.
你知道吗？
You know,
主在天上做大祭司。
Our Lord is the high priest in heaven.
这个工作在经历上。
In this work in our experience.
就是圣灵在我们里面做工。
Is the work of the Holy Spirit inward.
这个就是主做我们的大祭司的
经历。That is what it means, he's our high priest.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果不是圣灵在我们里面教导我们的话。
If it's not the Holy Spirit who is instructing us,
不是圣灵在里头，在哪里，带领我们进入真理的话。
If it's not the Holy Spirit who is leading us to the truth,
我们永远不能长大。
We will never grow.
最后
，finally，
不但今天我们主做我们的大祭司
，He is not only our high priest，
我们也是做祭司。
We are also priests.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
Each one of us, we are priests.
我们都有一个责任，要把人带到神面前。
We all have the responsibility to bring people to God.
也把神带到人的中间。
And to bring God to people.
我们今天要做这样的工作。
We have to do this work.
我们如果不靠着圣灵，我们不能做。
And if we do not rely on the Holy Spirit, we cannot do it.
是圣灵的能力叫我们把人带到神面前。
It is the power, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can bring man to God.
是圣灵的能力叫我们把神带到人的中间。
It's the, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can bring God to man.
我们经历所有的事情都是需要膏油的涂抹。
All our ministries, we need an anointing of the Holy Spirit.
你知道祭司还没有侍奉之前是要受膏。
Before the priest can function, he must be anointed.
因为他的侍奉是在膏油里面侍奉。
Because his ministry is under the anointing.
这样神才能得着侍奉。
Therefore, God can be served.
所以我们都要在圣灵的膏油里面来侍奉我们的神。
So, therefore, we have to serve under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们这一般的祭司是一个祭司一个体系。
We, even though we are many priests, but there is only one priesthood.
我们一同在哪里侍奉？
We serve together.
在大祭司率领之下侍奉。
Under the leadership of our high priest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是今天我们与主是大祭司的关系。
This is our relationship with our high priest today.
我们被呼召进到这个教堂里面。
We are called into this fellowship.
最后。
Finally,
不管主做君王做主也好
，whether he is our king or he is our priest，
或者他做我们的大祭司也好
，or whether he is our high priest，
你知道里面的功课就是他要我们长大做儿子。
The reason or the purpose so that we can grow into full sonship，
神要我们做种子。
He wants us to be sons，
他是儿子
，He is the son。
我们是种子
and we are our sons.
儿子是长大的
sons need to grow.
有这一位儿子的性格在里头的
we have that sonship within us.
有他的性格
well, his character in us.
一个小孩子不过是个婴孩
a child is but a boy or girl.
但是你长大的时候
as you grow
做儿子
You become a son.
就需要有 神的那个独生子的那个性格在那里。
Therefore, when you grow up to be son, we need to have to share his character.
我们的主是神的独生子。
Our Lord Jesus is God's only begotten Son.
但是他愿意，他爱我们。
He loved us.
所以他愿意在种子中做长子。
Therefore, he wants to be the first among many sons.
他有一天要率领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
And the day will come, he will bring many sons to glory.
但是儿子是需要长大的。
But sons need to grow. Children need to grow.
你长大了才能做君王。
And when you grow, then you become king.
你长大了才能做祭司。
You grow, then you can become priest.
所以今天主在天上的指示。
So the ministry of our Lord Jesus
就是把我们这一班蒙恩的人带到一个成熟的。
Is to bring us those who receive grace to a place of maturity.
叫我们真正能做君王，能做祭司。
So that we can be kings and priests. Should we bow our heads?